Ani minawa denwe magani dug misani nabek minawa go we tashinda mano o gedenwe we nenan. This is Nabek and I'm here to talk about our language. We wene jiwi do kunaguk to carefully help you guys. Ji ojapoe mo yege ginawa inda sogi jig so you too can speak language every day. Migogi nun tawakwa ki kitawat. Gish bin abajit 2C1 giga 1 tune. So one of I've heard people say, if you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. So that's one of the reasons why we need to use our language every day as much as we can. Those of us that are just learning, be brave, say the stuff the best that you can. Don't feel bad if you get corrected. Don't feel bad if someone tweaks your understanding of how it should sound. Be thankful for that help. So, because there are a lot of people that are endeavoring to learn Anishinaabe Mo'in or Ojibwe Mo'in that don't have that kind of help. And so they will go through their learning and just kind of wonder and hope that they're saying the things right. So if you're lucky enough that you have somebody in your life that can help you tweak your understanding of what a word is saying or what it's supposed to sound like, be thankful for that help and accept it. And consider yourself lucky that you have that kind of help available to you. Aha, nungumni with the shindan ikitawanan ge abadakin nema te shindang ishigijigak. Today I want to talk about words that are used when we're talking about the day of the week. So, Jaigwa Ngita Shindana Nation Nikadeg, and I already talked about what they're called, and we're going to move on from there. But just as a quick reminder, we have our song that I introduced in my previous presentation. These aren't podcasts. What the heck are you talking about, Navi? But anyways, that song sounds like this. These are the days of the week. Jibwa madano ke gishi gad, madano ke gishi gad, hey. Nisho gishi gad, abitu se, hey. Niyo gishi gad, nano gishi gad, hey. Gizi bi gisa gini ge gishi gad. Hey. So that's the days of the week song that I introduced in my last presentation. So those are the days of the week, starting from Sunday, Jibwa Madanoki Gishigat, and going until Saturday, Gizibigasaganige Gishigat. So all of those phrases in that song, each of them means it is Sunday. Jibwa Madanoki Gishigat, it is Monday. Madanoki Gishigat, it is Tuesday. Nisho Gishigat, it is Wednesday. Abituse, it is Thursday. Niyo Gishigat, it is Friday. Nano Gishigat, it is Saturday. Gizibi Gisaganige Gishigat. So if you're looking for those, it's in the previous presentation. You can refer back to that one. Those of us that were there, we're going to move on to a little bit more about these days of the week things. So commonly, as we're talking with each other, we'll say things like, yeah, I'll give you a call on Tuesday, or let's get together on Wednesday. And so that's what I want to work on today, how to say on a certain day, this will happen. So it's a really simple trick that we can use. I do need to keep reminding you that these things that you're learning with me, this is 1 in 100 ways that things can be set. So keep that in mind, and we're going to forge on ahead. Okay, so as we talk to each other, a lot of times when we're parting company, we'll say things like, okay, then I'll see you on Tuesday. Or I will call you on Wednesday, or whatever. There are, you know, a million different things people say. But anyways, what I want to do is develop that sentence. So we already know I will see you, right? Take a second. What does it mean? I will see you. Gigawabamin. Gigawabamin. I will see you. So if you want to say on Tuesday. First, you got to know the phrase that we use for Tuesday. And the phrase sounds like this. Ni zhou gi zhi gut. But that phrase by itself, you're saying it is Tuesday. So you really can't say gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi gut. Because what you're really saying is, I will see you, it is Tuesday. So here's a neat trick. When you listen to the word ni zhou gi zhi gut, in almost all of the day words, what we use to describe them, they end with gi zhi gut, with the exception of abatuse. And I'll explain that one. But all of the ones that end with gi zhi gut, jibwa ma de no ki gi zhi gut, ma de no ki gi zhi gut, ni zhou gi zhi gut, all of those, that D that you hear at the end of gi zhi gut, you change that D sound to a K sound. And it would sound like this, ni zhou gi zhi guk, ni zhou gi zhi guk. So what you're saying now is not, it is Tuesday. What you're saying is, when it is Tuesday. And sometimes it can be understood as, if it's Tuesday, or as it's Tuesday, that kind of idea. I like to just think of it as, when it is Tuesday. Ni zhou gi zhi guk. So if you want to tell somebody, I will see you on Tuesday, you could say, gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. And what you're saying is, I will see you when it is Tuesday. Gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. So if we run through each of them, it would sound like this. I will see you on Sunday. Gigawaba min jibwa ma de no ki gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min jibwa ma de no ki gi zhi guk. Or perhaps you're going to see him on Monday. And Monday is ma de no ki gi zhi gut. It is Monday. But we want to change it to when it is Monday. So we want to change it to ma de no ki gi zhi guk. A K on the end instead of a D. So it would sound like this. Gigawaba min ma de no ki gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min ma de no ki gi zhi guk. I will see you on Monday. Or I will see you on Tuesday. Gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. Or I will see you on Wednesday. Listen carefully to this one because we haven't talked about it. Matter of fact, let's just talk about it right now. Abatuse is different. It doesn't end with the word gi zhi gut, which means it's day. Abatuse is talking about something that's moved along halfway. Abatuse. Abatuse. And what you do, Abatuse by itself means it is Wednesday, or that's how it's understood. That's not really what it's saying, but it's understood as it is Wednesday. So what we do when we want to make it when it's Wednesday is we add a G type sound to the end of it. And it sounds like this. Abatuse. Abatuse. Now, it's not a true G sound like in English. It's almost a cross between a G and a K sound. Abatuse. So if you're telling somebody, I will see you on Wednesday. Gigawaba min abatuse. Gigawaba min abatuse. I will see you on Thursday. Ni zhou gi zhi gut. It is Thursday. Changes to ni zhou gi zhi guk. When it's Thursday. So you would say, gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min ni zhou gi zhi guk. Friday. I will see you on Friday. Gigawaba min na zhou gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min na zhou gi zhi guk. I will see you on Saturday. Gigawaba min gizibi gisagani ge gi zhi guk. Gigawaba min gizibi gisagani ge gi zhi guk. So the trick is that you change the N sound of gi zhi gut, that last D sound, you change to a K type sound, gi zhi guk. Now you're talking about when, if, or as it is a certain day. And then you can add whatever phrase. Gigawaba min gizibi gisagani ge gi zhi guk. I will see you on Saturday. And again, if you wanted to clarify the fact that it's on Monday that you will see them and not Wednesday, you would start your phrase with that. Madunoki gishigak gigawabamin. When it is Monday, I will see you. Madunoki gishigak gigawabamin. So, miigwech apichi bizendau yeg, mpegish widu kago yego o gata shindaman. I hope this helped you, and thank you for listening. Mi'eo.